So, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, very pleased to announce that just like last year, we had the 30-day tafsir of one juz a day, which was quite a marathon session we had of trying to encapsulate the tafsir of one juz in 1 hour. Alhamdulillah, they are on our website on zamzamacademy.com. So for this Ramadan now, inshallah, what we've organized, it's called the Ulumul Quran in 30 days. The Quranic sciences in 30 days. So this takes it a notch higher. So what this 30-day series is, inshallah, going to cover is everything from how the revelation came down to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what it looked like, what it would feel like, the types of revelation, and why it came down over 23 years and the whole Quran was not sent together, all of that discussion, which were the first and last verses of the Quran to be revealed, which were the first and last surahs of the Quran to be revealed, why the surahs are ordered in the way they are, the order of the surahs the way they are, even why the verses are ordered in the way they are. We'll get an understanding of that as well, inshallah. Over the 23 years, when the surahs or verses would have come down, then what were the causes of revelation? So many surahs, many verses actually have a reason why they were revealed at a particular time. The Meccan verses, Meccan surahs, the Medinan surahs, what are the differences, what are the unique features of each of them, right? Tafsir, right? Commentary of the Quran, the good and bad of it, what to avoid, what to look out for, what not to stumble with, required sciences to be able to, and guidance for how to ponder the Quran and how to reflect the Quran. Translations of the Quran, what to look out for in translations of the Quran and so on. The verses in the Quran that are ambiguous, some are very clear, some are ambiguous, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself mentions in Surah Ali Imran, that there will be verses which are ambiguous, to understand all of that as well. Then the abrogating verses, the abrogated verses, and thereafter that, the issue of the seven modes of reading, the seven qira'at, what is the background of all of that? That's been quite a contentious issue, or an issue that has raised a lot of questions in recent times. And then the preservation of the Quran, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has helped preserve it and designed it to be preserved, and why was it preserved and the other books are not preserved. The special script of the Quran, why the Quran is written in a specific way, right, and why it must be written in that particular way, right, because it's accommodating and so on. And then one of the most important is the inimitability of the Quran. Why do they keep saying that the Quran is a miracle? How is the Quran a miracle? What makes it a miracle? That's a very interesting and profound discussion. And then everything about when you're reading the Quran, how does the Quran reason? What are the various ways that Quran reasons and the arguments it provides and so on? And of course, finally, the rights and responsibilities of the Quran. So we'll cover these over 30 days, inshallah. And I think it will really help to people perspective and value the Quran even more, right? To see what the Quran is all about, why we even have it in the first place. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc., please pray that that goes well and it's inshallah beneficial and useful and brings us closer to the Quran. Jazakallah khair for listening. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. And if you're finding this useful, you know, as they say, do that like button and subscribe button and forward it on to others. Jazakallah khairan, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.